There are 340 residents in Shickley, Nebraska. If you count up all the folks living in the local school district, you get just over 600. Most people would consider this place small. Don't tell that to the people living there, for they are one of the mightiest towns in all the land. This edition of the American Countryside is brought to you by Dryshod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, but don't just take my word for it. Here's what my listeners have written to me. The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots. Another listener said, I got my husband Dryshod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. These boots are great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. They are built to last and are farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Shickley, Nebraska perhaps looks much like other small towns in the Midwest. There's a main street with a few businesses, a school, and plenty of community pride. When you actually count the number of residents, well, by most standards, it's a very small place. But Shickley, Nebraska is anything but small. They bill themselves as a big little town. However, turn back the clock a couple of decades, and there may have been some doubt if the town and school would survive. That's when local residents began the Shickley Community Foundation, a group with the purpose to raise money to support local causes, grow the community, and help businesses thrive.
We started raising an unrestricted endowment where we don't touch the principal, but we spend the interest each year in grants.
Richard Walter says several communities do something similar, but this town of 340 people was determined that they could play a hand in determining their own future.
The last grant cycle, we went over $570,000 that we've granted out in the last 20 years. In a community of 340 people, that's made a big, big impact.
That's over $500,000 in projects they funded just from the interest on the money they've raised. But there's more. While they were raising funds for the endowment, they were also securing funds for other projects in town.
Then in addition to that, we raised the money for the community center. There's no tax money in that. That was $1.3 million that we raised. And then this veterans project's another 300-some thousand.
That new veterans memorial is truly an amazing sight, especially for a town this size. Richard says what they've accomplished comes down to sharing the story of what a place can become, no matter the size.
You can't raise that kind of money and have that kind of success if you're not willing to go out and meet with people, families, one-on-one, two-on-one.
There's more to our story of this big little town, and that's next time as we travel the countryside. In Shickley, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.